Another point in your book, you say that President Obama missed an opportunity to fix the Syrian conflict before withdrawing troops from Iraq. In what way could he have fixed that, given that it was out of the question then, as it is now, to send troops to Syria?
Precisely, we had the troops around, we didn't have to send any more troops. What I was arguing about is when the Syrian opposition or the Syrian uprising began, it was in March of 2011. And President Obama wanted to withdraw all forces from Iraq by the end of 2011. So to the east of Syria, to the east of President Assad's regime, you had coalition forces. And by the mere fact that we have separated Syria from Iran, help was not coming to the Assad regime. We had our air bases in Iraq. We were present in Iraq, Turkey in the north, Jordan in the south, Sixth Fleet in the Mediterranean. The Assad regime itself would have started to make significant concessions, because this is geopolitics.